The Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union.
Once I lived a life of a millionaire, spending my money I didn't care. I carried my friends out for a good time, buying bootleg liquor, champagne and wine. When I begin to fall so low, I didn't have a friend and no place to
Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. And as we begin our day in history, this September the 26th, that's the voice of the great Bessie Smith, who defined a lot of what jazz should be. I often give her credit along with Louis Armstrong being not just the originator, but in modern jazz, bringing what the vocal nature could be. And that was her great Nobody Knows When You're Down and Out, first recorded in 1923, became an instant hit. Bessie Smith passed away on this day in 1927. And speaking of hits, one of the reasons you heard her voice on record was because a man named Emil Berliner in 1887 patented the gramophone, created a technology to collect sound. It was on discs, happened on this day in 1887. And this was the end in 1901 of the British War with the Ashanti Kingdom. They had fought four Ashanti Anglo Wars, the Ashanti holding back the British and controlling much of the coast for many years, and having relationships with the coast, even ambassador changes with the Brits. On this final war, ended on this day in 1904, and the British and other allies defeated the Ashanti, though that ancient kingdom remains still with linkages to the past and vibrant for the future. But on this day, ended that regime, and that's when the Gold Coast was finally controlled by Great Britain. On this day in 1925, Elbert Frank Cos became the first African-American to earn a Ph.D. in mathematics. And if you go back, and we'll link this on our webpage, in 1960, TV debates began in presidential campaigns. This was Richard Nixon versus John F. Kennedy. People who listened to those radio debates thought that Nixon won, but people who watched the TV thought that Kennedy won and destroyed Nixon, his chance to win in that election. This was the first of the four debates taking place today, on this day in 1960. And this is a day in 1968. The Studio Museum opened in Harlem on just a rented apartment up on 5th Avenue and 125th Street in Harlem, and has become an incredible museum. Still exists today, a permanent collection of over 1,600 works, an amazing place. So if you've not visited, you should. This was a day in 1795, a man named Alexander Lucius Twilight was born. He was the first African-American to graduate from college in 1823. He graduated from Middlebury College, born free in Vermont, and also became the first African-American to be a state legislator in our country. And that is this day in history. We'll wish some happy birthdays today. Serena Williams has a birthday today, born in 1981. That is our day in history. For the rest of this day in history, let me encourage you all to go to steinershow.org. It's all right there. We come back in just a minute with our guests as we look at the Climate Change March and the Climate Change Conference and what climate change activists have to say to us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You, I could be so true to someone like you.